Have you had a time now to process everything that's happened over the last 10 days or so?
Oh, it's troubling for our country that a president of the United States about to leave office would incite thousands of people to storm the Capitol, people who were many of them prepared, many of them had walked through the Capitol, apparently with Republican members of Congress scoping it out in the days previous, many of them trained militia, many of them with radios, and many of them, I mean, they attacked police officers, they murdered a police officer, and the president had incited them and continues to.
So we have the only president in United States history that's been impeached twice. That occurred yesterday. Now the talk is that the trial for this wouldn't start until after he leaves office. Explain sort of that process for that, or the reason he's already out. What'll this do, I guess? Is this just something to put it into the record books?
We want this trial to happen right now. Senator McConnell should move to do this. It's not so much to look back about vengeance or even to punish the president for treason, essentially, by inciting rioters to storm the Capitol and ended up killing a police officer and others. It really is to stop the president in the next few days from doing more damage to the country. Go back 5 years. It would be remarkable to think that a president of the United States would hold a rally inciting people to attack the Capitol and then not provide the military troops necessary to protect the Capitol. We've seen this president since the election continue to just make things up about this election. Even Trump administration officials have said it was the fairest, cleanest, safest election perhaps in our lifetimes. There's no question it was that Joe Biden is the legitimate president. And Donald Trump continues to lie about it, and his Republican enablers in the House and Senate continue to lie about it.
Does something like this inspire other people, younger people, to get involved in politics? I know there's points in your career when you look back and you think, this is the president, this is the person I looked at, this one to make be to serve our country. What damage is this doing right now?
Well, the first damage it's done, I mean, we see the damage this past week, but it has undermined many people's faith in government. Something like a half of the Republican Party now in surveys say that they believe the election system is rigged. Well, it's not. It's clear from judges in both parties and experts on this, including the Republican Secretary of State and Governor of Georgia, which Trump complained the most, that those elections were safe. But far too many people now think the election system's rigged, and it's really hard to run a democracy if people are not willing, if a huge swath of voters, about a third of the voters, think that elections are not legitimate. And so that's the long-term damage. The long-term benefit may be this is a call to action for people who actually really believe in democracy to get engaged. We saw huge voter turnouts this year. Joe Biden got over 80 million votes, more by far than any presidential candidate's ever gotten. That's because of so many people decided we should be more involved than we've been.
What advice would you give President-elect or Joe Biden moving forward? What will he be doing for his inauguration, you think, that will kind of move the nation forward, heal it, or at least provide something for this coming year in term?
We need to move quickly, get the impeachment out of the way, remove the president if possible. But then President-elect Biden on January 20th needs to focus on we've got to stop this virus. We've got to combat this virus and get the vaccinations in millions of people's arms. We've seen that so far the vaccines have fallen far short. The president's lost interest. You never hear him talk about the vaccine. And in coronavirus, you don't see his administration doing much of anything to distribute the vaccine. That changes on January 20th. Biden's focus has to be the vaccine, and then rebuilding the economy with a new Recovery Act that helps unemployed workers, that helps small businesses, that helps local governments be able to deal with the incredible number of problems that have been left unsolved.
How strange is it to see all the National Guard? I mean, it's been a strange sight inside the Capitol, but it's just something you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I'm back in Cleveland. I've not seen all of that, but the pictures, and I mean, when I left town a few days ago, left Washington, it was already beginning to look that way. I saw the extensive damage done by these rioters, and you walk through the Capitol and you see the damage, and you just think, this is the President of the United States, as the third-ranked Republican in the House said, it's the President of the United States who lit this fire and caused this to happen. And it just, you can't walk through that Capitol and not just be crushed by a broken heart when you see what's happened.
Well, a week from today, we will have a new president, or it's actually on Wednesday when the inauguration takes place, and we can see how we move forward. Senator, we'll talk again soon. Thank you for your time today.
Good, for sure. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning.